Joe staggered, waving his arms for balance and looking around at her. His upper lip rose, exposing his teeth. Perfectly ordinary teeth, and why not? He wasn't the sort of vampire who survived on blood. This was Empathica, after all. And the face around those teeth was changing, darkening, contracting, turning into something that was no longer human. It was the face of a psychotic clown. "You!" he said, but before he could say anything else, Oi had raced forward again. There was no need for the bumbler to use his teeth this time because their host was still staggering. Oi crouched behind the thing's ankle, and Dandolo simply fell over him, his curses ceasing abruptly when he struck his head. The blow might have put him out if not for the homey rag rug covering the hardwood. As it was, he forced himself to a sitting position almost at once, looking around groggily. Susanna knelt by Roland, who was also trying to sit up but not doing as well. She seized his gun in its holster, but he closed a hand around her wrist before she could pull it out. Instinct, of course, and to be expected, but Susanna felt close to panic as Dandolo's shadow fell over them. "You bitch, I'll teach you to interrupt a man when he's on a—" "Roland, let it go," she screamed, and he did. Dandolo dropped, meaning to land on her and crush the gun between them, but she was an instant too quick. She rolled aside, and he landed on Roland instead. Susanna heard the tortured oof as the gunslinger lost whatever breath he had managed to regain. She raised herself on one arm, panting, and pointed the gun at the one on top, the one undergoing some horridly busy change inside his clothes. Dandolo raised his hands, which were empty. Of course they were. It wasn't his hands he used to kill with. As he did so, his features began to pull together, becoming more and more surface things, not features at all, but markings on some animal's hide or an insect's carapace. "Stop!" he cried in a voice that was dropping in pitch and becoming something like a cicada's buzz. "I want to tell you the one about the Archbishop and the chorus girl."
"Heard it," she said, and shot him twice.
One bullet following another into his brain, from just above what had been his right eye.